Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's your shirt there, Magic? You got a weird combination of colors, an orange
unintentional. Yeah, it was unintentional. I have a maroon shirt and an orange hoodie. The problem was I was out, and the hoodie was the only thing I had. I was a little chilly. The hoodie was the only thing I had available. I put it on over the maroon shirt. It was unintentional. I knew when I put it on. Oh, geez, this is a terrible color combination. Yeah. But it warmed me up. So what am I going to do?
Yeah, you gotta. Comfort. Is that, let me see if I can guess. There's an M in the middle.
Yep.
So is it LMU?
Yeah, LMU. Exactly
no
right.
No way. First guess.
First guess.
Loyola Marymount University.
That's right.
Home of Hank Gathers, where his banner hangs. Bless his heart, RIP, Hank Gathers.
Oh, that's why do you think I'm wearing it? Hank Gathers.
You know me, Magic, as a college basketball player, there was a kid that played with Hank Gathers, Jeff Fryer, I believe his name was, who said the best thing ever, because you remember the hell-bent Loyola Marymount University offenses when Hank Gathers played.
Oh, I mean, they couldn't stop them. They were unbelievable.
They were the precursors of 7 seconds or less, Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni for the Suns. Those guys just like, we're just going to put up more shots than anybody, and
we're
going to win.
Some of them were going to go in.
And they did. And so Jeff said, he was a guard, a happy shooting guard on that team, said, but his shooting style, I shoot till I get in a slump, and then I shoot my way out of it.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I feel like that's kind of how we are with this podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We talk till we say something funny or interesting, and then we keep talking until it's no longer interesting.
Yeah. You know? We do the podcast till we go in a slump, and then we do the podcast till we break our way out of it.
But at the end of it, you know, you're always going to get a rating. You're going to get a snack. You're going to get a rating. So why? there's always something to look forward to.
Why are you going to get that?
Oh, because this, well, first of all, I should probably tell you the name of the podcast is Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And this is the podcast.
Go.
I mean, I don't want to step on your toes.
Yeah, you pick a snack, you eat a snack, you
rate a snack.
Yeah, you're always going to get that rating at the end.
Always going to get that rating at the end. So even if Tom and I are stumble bumming our way through this podcast, at the end of it,
yeah,
you're gonna have seen us consume a snack.
Yeah,
and way I, you know, I don't, you know, I mean, as a viewer, I don't know what, you know, what you're looking at or whether or not you're viewers. I don't know.
We don't know.
And I'm not even going to have that conversation right
now.
No,
I'm not having it either.
You're going to see us consume a snack. You're going to see us weigh the snack, not on a scale, but in comparison to all the other snacks in the great snack food aisle of life. And at the end, you're going to hear us or see us rate that snack.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the stumble bumming and all the rest of it. You know, you just kind of got to sit through, or you just kind of hit fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. Oh, here's the snack. You know,
anytime somebody is stumble bumming you, you need to be patient that they're going to work their way out and that you are going to like get a rating. The only way you wouldn't get a rating is if Magic and I are stumble bumming so much we forget to the P and the E. Then we probably wouldn't get to the R. But that thankfully has yet to happen so far on this podcast. Over a century's worth of podcast, we've always managed to pick the snack, eat the snack, and then we've necessarily rated the snack.
Yeah. I feel like our track record in terms of picking a snack, eating a snack, and rating a snack is unblemished. I mean, this is a streak that we've got going that I don't think, first of all, anybody's going to approach, let alone surpass.
No, sir.
And second of all, like, I'm amazed that we've been able to do it. Like, you probably would have thought, oh, there's going to be a podcast or two where they pick a snack but they don't eat it, or there's going to be an episode where they eat it but they don't pick it.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be one where they rate it, but they haven't picked it or eaten it. None of that has happened.
That one seems unlikely, but go ahead.
Every episode to this point,
yep,
we picked a snack, eaten a snack, and rated a snack. And I have to say, because I think it's worth saying, we've always played it straight.
Maybe that's the key to why it always seems to work out, because we're not trying to get too gimmicky. We're not trying to get too fancy.
No.
We're two guys playing it straight because we are humbled by the snack game. We honor the snack game. And we know the second we stop playing it straight, we're out on the street. We're out on our stumble bums. And this thing is no more. And I think that's maybe the key to the fact that we've got a modicum of consistency on the podcast, is that we play it straight.
Too many snackologists before us have found themselves on the street begging, you know, hands outstretched, looking for a snack. Can you spare a snack, sir?
Hey, spare a snack, governor.
Can you spare just a snack? Just a snack?
Spare a wee snack,
get a
governor.
Podcast, boy. Get a podcast. I had
but
one,
I
sir.
Had a podcast. I and had I did, a podcast,
I didn't
governor.
Play it straight, sir. I didn't play it straight. And now look at me out on the street.
Well, I guess you've got what you got coming to you, haven't you then, lad?
I did, sir, I did. Bless you, have a good day, sir. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to you, sir.
Remind oneself to play it straight.
That's exactly right. You're out there in London, the streets of London, during the holidays, and you see podcaster after podcaster with fingerless gloves and coal-scratched faces reaching out, begging for a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, you know, begging for a snack. And you're like, get a podcast. They're like, had one, sir. Had one.
Didn't had play it straight. Just a mince pie. Can you spare a mince pie, sir?
You haven't got a lamb chop, have you, in your pocket, governor?
Any lamb chops? Oh, I have. I'm saving for my own snack, boy.
Get a podcast, lad, and be on your bike. Had one, sir. Had one sir. Podcast. Don't have it any longer.
Why is that?
I didn't play it straight.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there but for the grace of God. You know what I mean? Were it not for all those podcasters of yore, that could so easily be us. But I feel like we've learned the lessons of the past and we play it straight. Now.
Yeah. Be humble.
Be humble. Understand that your place in the snack game is temporary. We're just, you know what we are?
Caretakers?
Caretakers. That's all we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
We're keeping the conversation moving.
Now, look, we're proud that we do this. It's a service. We're proud to be caretakers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're proud that it's what we do. It's not what we're about.
No, 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 no. God, no, 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 I mean, no, 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 no.
It's not what we're about.
No, it's what we do. It's what we do. Yeah, it's certainly not what we're about. No, sir. No.
What we're about, we should probably just say it. I mean, the viewers already know, but they probably want to hear it just to reaffirm that nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. What we do is we eat snacks, we eat snacks, we rate snacks. What we're about, respect for women. I mean, that's what else are we going to be about? That's it.
Of course.
This snack today.
This snack is exciting.
It is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel this snack is exciting for a number of reasons. Because one is, a lot of times, our conversation. I call you up down there in the blue state of Georgia, and I'm like, "Have we done this?" And you're like, "Damn it, we did that last week, you idiot!" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm supposed to remember." Then Aristotle chimes in, "You idiot, And I'm like, oh, look, I'm supposed to remember. And then you guys both together, but in harmony, you idiot, idiot. Right. Which I kind of like. Idiot.
Idiot.
Idiot. And so this week, though, and so a lot of times it's like, well, we've done that snack because we're picking from snacks that have existed for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think of like some of the recent ones we've done, Graham crackers. Mm-hmm. Apple. I mean, you know, but this one, so sometimes, you know, you've got like snacks that have been around. They've been on the shelf for the purveyor in the great snack aisle of life for long, long times. This one, no. This one has a shelf life, a rather short shelf life. And I'm kind of excited. It's like the new kid comes in, you know, and he's got the good hair and the athletic build, you know, the Letterman jacket, you know, tight pants. He can get away with wearing those tight pants, you know, and some solid Jordans. And he just like kind of comes in and everybody kind of swoons. It's like, it's the new kid. And mm-hmm. you don't want to talk about it. You want to kind of ignore him in the schoolyard, but you know, he's over there and everybody's kind of gathered around and they're laughing and he's popular and you're not. And that's sort of what this podcast is.
You nailed it on the head. That's exactly right. This is the new kid in town. You know, he's coming in with the fresh hair. He's probably rode to school on a dirt bike or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the tight pants, like you said. He's got the new kicks. Like, this kid just came in like gangbusters.
Sure.
You know, like, recently we did Stacy's Pita Chips, another new kid on the block, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Stacy's Pita Chips, I feel like, is the kid who kind of comes in, keeps their head down, you know, impresses everybody with their grades, you know, raises the hand in class, always gets the right answer. Sure. This isn't that kid.
No, this is the Jordan Poole of snacks. The Golden State.
I don't
Golden
even know State. Who Jordan Poole is, and I'm agreeing.
He's a guard who plays for the Golden State Warriors, but I remember being at the draft in New York City in Brooklyn, and I remember his name hadn't been called. I think he went something like 17th or something in the draft, but he was sitting back, and this guy, willowy, dressed in like a suit that was just beautiful, cost more than my apartment, like just a fantastic look, slouched back, humble. He wasn't up there with all the other players, right? He was just like, people are going to come to me. That's what Takis is. People gather around. People like, they laugh. Like, you can see the people clutching their books to their chest as they gather around and listen to what Takis has to say at the schoolyard. And it just seemed like not so long ago, people had some of that time for you, and now they don't.
No, they really don't.
No, they don't. They're gathered around Takis now.
And you said it. I mean, you dropped it without even saying it. Today's snack, Takis.
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 Takis. Takis.
Takis. Takis. Takis. Takis. Takis. No, not Takis. Don't give me no Takis.
Now, I'll disagree with you on one thing. I think Takis is the kid with a little flash. Takis is the kid showing up on the hottest dirt bike, you know? He's got the loud shirt. The Takis,
sure.
Takis isn't...
No, it's like you said, you've got the person there who's like gaining attention because, you know, they're conscientious and good. Mm-hmm. Takis is a bit of a bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. When you said Jordan, what's his name, Poole?
Yeah, Jordan Poole.
I was thinking of...
Sleek.
I was thinking of Luke Perry on Beverly Hills 90210, you know, the original version. Wasn't he kind of a bad boy?
Was he?
Wasn't he? Wasn't his name Dylan or something?
Wasn't that...
Not the other kid. Jason Priestley was the good kid.
Now, Priestley, I know. Priestley, we should get Priest on this podcast. He's a friend. He's great. I don't know because I've never watched the show, but I know.
Priestley's the pita chip. Luke Perry is the tacky.
I thought Priestley was the bad guy.
No.
Priestley? Luke Perry was the bad guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad boy.
I'm fine with that. So wait, you know? Taki's a bit of a bad boy.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, sure, because he's loud, right? A little bit.
A little bit loud.
Yeah. Probably same not thing, wearing
but also helmet. Saying shit under his breath, you know, when teachers, you know, trying to teach and, you know, Tackies is back there in the back of the class, you know, saying something under his breath and everybody's laughing and the teacher's saying, who, you know, what's going on? Tackies is like, wasn't me, teach. You know?
Yeah.
Wasn't me. and they know it was Tackies. Everybody knows who said it. Yeah. But, you know
it was Tackies. Tackies, take your foot off the desk. Well, I've got both feet up. I've got both feet up, teach.
Take them both off.
Take them both. Sure.
Or you can march those feet down to the principal's office.
So I'd have to put them on the floor then, teach.
That's
right. Oh, Tackies. He's needling.
Needling, that's right.
There's part of the teacher that likes the fact that he's not flat out calling the teacher a dirtbag or some kind of name. They're kind of like, hey, teach, sure, hair looks good today. Yeah. Teacher's like, I know he doesn't mean it. I know he doesn't mean it, but I kind of like that he noticed a little bit.
Charming, that's the thing.
Damn
Tackies
it,
is
damn
charming.
It's and then when you asked to talk to Tackies' parents, he avoids.
Oh yeah.
Where are they? Maybe he doesn't. What's going on? No one's seen them.
Tackies might live alone.
I'll take the
that's
note.
The
I'll take
thing.
The note. Yeah, Tackies might live alone with his older brother. Yeah, it might be a tough home life for Tackies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parents split up. Now it's him and his older brother just trying to make things work, you know?
Yeah.
They probably got a younger sister, you know, there at the house, probably 6-7 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And what you don't know about Tacky is that every morning he's getting that kid up, you know, bathed, ready for elementary school, getting the lunch packed, making sure her homework is done.
Absolutely. But he doesn't tell
that.
Nobody's
ever going to find. Oh, nobody's going to find that shit.
Older brother's out. Construction helmet on the head. You'll see. You'll effing see when you get out there one day. He's taking care of the little one. She's precocious, intelligent, all those things. And then he gets on his dirt bike and he's like, "It's Tackies time."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Tackies is probably like, you know, hey Freddie, I'm going to drop out of middle school. I'm going to get a job with you at the construction site. And Freddie's like, "Hey, you listen to me."
Yeah.
You're going to college, Tacky.
Yeah.
You're the best one of us. If I had to bust my hump and break my fingers so you go to state school, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And the little kid sister chimes in with like, "I'm sorry, let's go back to best one of us." And they all laugh.
Laugh track. Absolutely.
Yeah,
laugh track.
Then we freeze frame. Yeah, it's kind of great.
Oh.
Tackies is kind of great. I kind of love Tackies. I want to talk to your mother. It's like, well, you better write it out because I'll take it to her. And then after a while, it's like, wait a minute, he's always that handwriting looks familiar. He's like, well, yeah, she's my mom, teach. Have a good day. Out the door he goes. Apple on the desk.
Hair looks great, by the way.
That kid.
And he's smart too, you know. And he is smart.
Oh, Tackies is smart. He doesn't want people to really. He doesn't want people to know that. Doesn't trumpet, but Tackies is smart.
Yeah.
Right. When he needs to do well, Tackies does well.
Not advertising it, I'll tell you that. It's definitely not advertising it.
Yeah. All right, we don't know what we're doing. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Well, they got different flavors of Tackies.
Sure.
We went with the OG, I think.
We went Fuego.
Fuego.
They got themselves a new look, but it's the same intensity. They're warning you all over the bag, Magic. They're like, don't open this bag.
Yep.
Because they got whirlwinds in there. They got fuego.
It's a whirlwind of flames on the package. It's not just a whirlwind. It's a fire cyclone.
Yes, exactly right. A fire cyclone. They've got peppers. They've got a thermometer that's blowing up with fire going extreme. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got like a swath of paint that have been thrown across the thing. Like somebody couldn't get close enough to actually paint it. It was too hot. They've got a loud, bold, flaming bag.
Takis is kind of, you know, it's like you said, it's the new kid. Takis has kind of come out of nowhere the last few years. My sense of Takis, now I don't know if this is right or it's wrong, but my sense of Takis is that maybe this was a snack that was regional at some point. I feel like it was like a Southwest, like a Texas snack, maybe even a Mexican snack or something that just got so popular that they just went wide release with it. They were just like, you know what? People love this.
Yeah.
We're going to take our shot.
I think you're
because
right.
If you look at the back, this isn't made by Frito-Lay or any of the big ones. It's made in Mexico by
Grupo Bimbo. And also all over the bag, there's notes that follow us on Takis US, Takis USA, mm-hmm. At Takis USA, leading me to believe that that was not their original home. So like, okay, you can also get, you know, like Takis Canada, Takis mm-hmm. elsewhere. This particular bag is manufactured and distributed by Barcel USA at Coppell, Texas. And I'm going to guess that Coppell, Texas is maybe a border town.
I hope it's a border town.
I sure hope it is. Coppell, Texas,
I want this to be like Selena, you know, where it's just Selena started off and she was just kind of like a local, you know, pop singer. And then just she took the world by storm.
By storm. By
People
fire.
People love Selena.
Yeah.
Like fuego. Well,
absolutely. Absolutely. What are you doing? You eating already?
I opened
the bag and you ate?
No, I didn't open. I just opened to smell. That's all I wanted. I just wanted the scent.
Okay. And?
Surprisingly mild. You don't really smell much when you open the bag of Takis. At least
They're tricking you.
Oh, they're luring you into the fire cyclone.
They're like, yeah, no, this is not a problem. Enjoy. This isn't going to be a problem for you.
I can tell you what, you know, this thing is genius already just by looking at it.
Yeah.
What you got here is a traditional tortilla chip that has been rolled into a tube.
Yep.
You know, it's like they took a tortilla chip and just wrapped it around like a little, like a toothpick or something, and just made it into a cylinder, and then they coated it with red dust. The thing is, when you wrap it up like that, when you roll it, you're giving yourself so much more surface area.
You are right. You are exactly right about that.
And then you just throw chemicals on there. And the flavor intensifies.
Exactly right. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, Coppell, Texas is not a border town. It's near Dallas.
All right.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It's a good name, though. Takis is cool that Takis comes from Coppell. I wonder if there's a bunch of viewers listening to this going like, Coppell. I don't think they are. Hey, easy open. I'm going to go with that.
Mine opened real easy. Real easy open bag. It looks like you're struggling a little bit with yours.
I'm struggling with the easy open thing, so I'm just going to go the traditional. Open and yank. So, yeah, look at this, eh?
Yeah, bright red. It's telling you. They're just telling you in no uncertain terms, stay away.
Yeah, back off. Hey,
you're going to regret this.
Green means go. Red means stop. And yet there you are.
Each serving, I'm just looking at the serving size just so I have a sense of what I'm eating here. Each serving size is about 12 pieces, about 12 Takis.
Interesting. They're thinking...
Which I feel like is a healthy serving size for a Taki.
I think so. I think probably the way they did it is they're like, you know, 13 will kill you. So mm-hmm. let's ramp back down to 12.
I don't have a lot of experience with Takis. I've definitely tried them. I don't know if I... tried Fuego, probably. I don't know.
I think Fuego is the OG. I could be wrong.
You might be right.
I think they don't have anything. I don't think of anything where it's like, hey, it's Takis, but it's like mild. I don't think they have that. Maybe they do.
Right. I can tell you that my mouth is already watering. I feel
same.
Like it's the scent.
Yeah. Same. Smell that. There is definitely that chili pepper. You know, like that thing where you're like, okay, this is gonna be good.
I mean, maybe my mouth is like salivating to sort of pre cool it off. You know, the way you douse a house when you know the fire's coming.
That's what your mouth is doing. Douse a house.
Douse a house. I'm hashtag just going to douse a house. I'm going to pop it in.
Do it in there. I'm doing the same. I like that tang.
That is terrific.
Wow. Folks, go grab yourself some Takis. Well, that has got a long, so that was just one full one. That's got a long standing bite, like a long lasting bite or tang that gets up there in the into the salivary glands, I find.
Yeah, it's got a, it's got a little bit of a slow burn. You know, you munch into one, you're like, well, yeah, I mean, it's got a little kick, but it's nothing I can't handle. Yep. But then you let it sit for a second, you're like, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's there in the back of the throat.
After a second or so, you're like, well, wait a minute. This actually has a little bit of heat. Now, look, I think when anybody, any 2-bit Charlie opens up a bag of spicy, commercially available snack foods, you're thinking to yourself, it's not going to be that spicy because they couldn't go wide with it if it was that spicy.
So what's
the upper limit of sort of average spice that they could get away with that folks will be like, yeah, this is good. I want more of this. And I feel like Takis Fuego is probably right walking that line.
I think you're right.
I think they kind of nailed it.
Yeah, I think there's something refreshing about the idea that, like, look, this isn't going to be Oreos. This isn't even going to be like Chips Ahoy, regular. It's like we're not going to dominate financially, but we want this product out there. It's I don't know if you, I go so far as to call it a niche product, but certainly there's a ceiling for the Takis. And I like the fact that they're like, yeah, this is what we're doing. This is going to be reliable because there's going to be, I assume this people who came up with it came up with this because they liked it. And that always appeals to me. Like, I like this. I want more of it so that I can have more of it. And if other people like it too, great. I think they will because my friends seem to enjoy the same sort of thing that I enjoy. And so there's going to be a market. And sure enough, there is.
It's a spicy snack. There's no getting around it. I just had my second one, and I will say that the heat from the second tacky is building on the heat from the first. I'm feeling it a little more acutely second than the first. The heat has now graduated to the back of my throat a little bit. Not uncomfortable by any means.
No, I like it. It definitely graduates to the back of the throat.
Now, yep, I kind of want to go third just to see if it continues to increase. I don't know that I was necessarily expecting to go three in a row like this. You know, I'm bowling the turkey right here. Strike. Here's my third.
Here he goes, ladies and gentlemen. He has ingested his third Taki.
Another sign of a good snack.
Yeah.
I immediately want to lick residue? Off the dust from my fingers as soon as I eat it.
And Takis has adorned their snack with plentiful dust. If you look at that, I'm proffering it to the camera. You see, like, that's like, you can see the nodules of extra dusting. On all over this whole, and that dusting is, you know, it's whatever it is, chili pepper type of, and so that's good.
Yeah, full of dust. Takis is not going to shortchange you on the chemicals. You're paying for chemicals. You're going to get chemicals. Maybe a few more than you wanted. That's why you know they end up on your fingers almost immediately. You know they're not shying away from the artificial color. They're like, we're gonna make this bright, bright red, as red as any chip dust you've ever seen.
Yeah, what's scary is I'm looking down at the ingredients, and I assume that color is like after onion powder and yeast extract comes red 40 lake, and then yellow 6 lake.
Yep,
which unabashedly leads me to believe like chemical, and then natural and artificial flavors. Just throwing it out there. Sodium bicarbonate, soybean oil, chili pepper, chili way down at the bottom, which is interesting because I thought chili pepper would be like a little higher up, but no, sir.
I wonder if there's something else that's giving it some of the kick, but I don't think so. I think it's.
I can't see anything unless Red 40 Lake and Yellow 6 Lake contain something that we don't know, and it's not just color. Yeah, I think you're right.
No, this is a chili pepper that's given it its kick, which I like. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, third one went down smooth.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a really good snack.
It's a really good snack. You just want more.
All right, I'm gonna go for four, then I'm gonna stop. One third of a serving, then I'm gonna stop.
Mm-hmm. Same. Same. You know, it's a good snack when both the snackologists are eating. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crispy. It's spicy. It's carved out its own little niche. Nobody else is doing this.
No. And some people, I think some people are much better with the heat than I am.
Yeah, you're struggling. I mean, I feel like you've got a little bit of a
sheen. I've always been this way. Like, you watch me, you see me, we go in there with the sushi, and I have more wasabi. I consume more wasabi than sushi. I love the heat, but I struggle with it. You know what I mean? Like, I sweat, but I still like it. And so I'm going to joyously tackle a bag of Takis, but I'm also not able to go through it quickly, you know? And I've got my wasabi method where I, you know, breathe through the mouth and I'm fine, but I can't stop eating. And I assume that's a nice thing about this thing. And I'm seeing there's probably more people who are like me than less. I don't think there's many people who just jam down a whole bag and don't even feel it. Maybe there are. I'm sure there are some segment of the populace that consumes it that way. But a nice thing, there's a lot of Takis. There's a lot to this bag. And you probably are enjoying it in a relatively leisurely pace.
That's, I think, a great advantage of Takis.
Yeah.
Another salient point. The fact that they're so spicy compared to other snack foods slows you down.
Yeah.
You have to kind of go slow. And I will say that the fact that the taste lingers also slows you down, not because you need necessarily the heat to dissipate, but because even after you've eaten it, you sort of feel like you're still eating it because your mouth is still a little
still
bit
there.
Aflame.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
This is a good snack.
Yeah, this is a great thing. Like, Takis came in, and you're kind of like, you think you're so cool, I'm going to take you down a peg. But rather, the other thing you can do is just join up on the team, and that's kind of what we've done.
I think
it's great. You know,
because you resent that new kid. God, you resent that new kid. Shows up on the dirt bike, and you're like, God, it's such a cool dirt bike.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the cool sneakers, and he's got the tight pants, and his hair looks awesome.
Ah, he looks so good.
But God damn it, if he isn't funny.
Yeah, he's funny and charming, and he seems to like you.
Yeah, he does.
He seems to want to, like, hang. You're like, what? I know. It takes you by surprise. I'm looking at the back. Takis, there's also enjoy. I see blue heat. Mm-hmm. So there, I think they just went with, instead of the Red Lake 40, Red 40 Lake, they just fired in like Blue 40 Lake.
Yeah.
And then there's also Nitro, which
I'm excited about Nitro.
Nitro I'm excited about too, because I think they just, guys, here's what we're doing. We're like, you thought that chili pepper was something? Let's see if you can handle this.
Well, I gotta look up Nitro.
Yeah, okay, look it up.
I wanna see what Nitro.
What Nitro is. Ooh. It's good, right?
Apparently they're discontinued.
What is? Nitro?
Well, apparently. Hold on. All right, here's the question. Which is hotter, Takis Nitro or Fuego? And here's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Though the Nitro Takis are billed with an habanero flavor, mm-hmm. we find them less hot than the Fuegos. What they do have is a cleaner, sharper heat and a subtle but distinct smokiness. Well, we're gonna have to test that at some point ourselves.
We'll try that out. It's nice because there's the great snack out of life proffers you options and you go get them. I'm like, oh, that's great, because next time I'm around, I'm gonna go get the Takis Nitro and try them out.
I will say it wasn't as easy for me to find Takis as I thought it was gonna be. I thought I'd just go into the local supermarket, the local grocery, and there would be Takis. No,
I think that may be a result of the blue state of Georgia.
It might be.
Although you're down in the South there, and it feels like
they like spicy
southern state southern snack.
Yeah, but I had to go to three different places. I went to CVS because that's always my first stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I need, CVS is my first stop. Second stop was the grocery store. They didn't have it, and then I went to the dollar store, and the dollar store
for grub. No, yeah,
I thought maybe the dollar store will have Takis, and they did.
That surprises me.
Mm.
That's great.
I think it's classist. That's what I think it is. I think it's classist.
Really?
Because I think the dollar store is like, we'll take the snack that originated in Mexico, and the grocery store was too good for it.
Oh, I hope that's not the case.
I don't know.
I don't know either. We don't know the stories behind that. But
God
I bet
damn
we could
it,
call
I
got
to have one more.
I bet we could call it. Yeah, I had to do it too. I bet we could call up Takis and they would tell us. I bet Takis is like, we're happy to talk. Here, cerveza. Sit down. And then cut up the lime. Here we go. How you doing, man? You like this? You like the Takis? I bet those guys are just like, I just bet they're like Taki himself. I bet they're friendly. You know,
totally.
I bet they're like charming and funny and like they're just living life the right way, I think.
I think they are too. I think every once in a while they're like, hey, it's Friday. You guys just want to take off work and go play some volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's go down to the beach, play some volleyball.
Yeah, I think they do that. I think maybe they get a little bit of like, you know, nine-hole golfing and, you know, maybe they go to the range.
Guys, Germany really wants their Takis. Let them wait a day. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Hey, Germany's not going anywhere.
It's a gorgeous day.
Look at this day. It's always a nice day. It's Koppel. Like, come on, let's go. Let's get out there.
I did a slightly different taste test with the last Taki I had, which is I didn't bite down on it immediately. I sucked the dust off.
Yeah.
Got it soft and then smashed it with the roof of my mouth. Excellent way to eat a Taki.
I'm going to do that right now because I like the different methodologies, as you know, right?
Yep. Quite good. The Takis are going to be a problem for me because I will eat the whole bag.
I can't stop licking my fingers, Magic.
They're terrific. Just terrific.
Yeah, I've got that in there. I've got it firmly lodged between my cheek.
Cheek and gum.
Cheek and gum. And I'm getting all that powder off it right now. Mmm. Well, I'm just kind of...
That's a great snack, isn't it?
That's a really good snack.
Yeah. Ratings?
Yeah. I think ratings.
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 And by the way, we did it again.
I got two ratings in my head, and I'm trying to decide between the two.
Are they 2 and 8?
You are incorrigible. I mean, fuck it. I think I do. I think I want to go with the higher rating. You know, Takis, you're showing up at the schoolyard. You know, you're snapping gum. You're making jokes. You're flirting with the girls. Everybody's laughing. And my instinct is just to be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
But Tom was right. Like, the jokes are funny. You know, he's good looking. Like, and he's nice. You know, underneath the, like, whatever, insouciant exterior, the guy's pretty nice.
He's you know? Pretty nice.
Yeah, he cuts up in class sometimes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, he can be a little bit of a distraction. Okay. And maybe he's got some growing up to do. Don't we all?
Don't we all?
You know, maybe he's a little spicy for this middle school, but maybe that's what this middle school needed, was a little spice.
Yeah.
Somebody to come in and teach us all some dance moves that we didn't know before. We didn't know that we were missing out on dancing till he showed up. But God, he can dance. Takis Fuego, we didn't know we needed you, but now that you're here, I can't imagine life without you. 7.5.
Ooh, that's very impressive. Yeah. No, and deservedly so. Listen, Takis, The thing about Takis and the dancing is this. It's not just that Takis can dance. It's not just that all the great looking people want to like follow them along and say, we're just going to break it down at lunch. And they go out there, back there, out past the band shell, over by the football field. And it's just, it's as much laughing and bag lunching as it is dancing. But he's the center of it and he makes people feel great. All that's fine. All that's fine. You know, you can begrudgingly say, all right, well, I guess that's okay. You know, like you're trying not to be a dick. And this guy, people seem to like this guy. But the thing about Takis is this. It's when week two, they're rushing out there when the bell rings at noon. And he goes, hey, Tomcat, you coming? Mm-hmm. And you're like, he knows my name? Mm-hmm. And he's like, come on, man, we got to have you break it down. And what are we doing out here? And you're just like, yeah, all right. And you kind of can't believe it. Well, when did he learn my name? And he seems happy to see me. And then when you're doing the thing, he seems happy you're there. Takis, you're making us better. 7.5.
I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Slap and Tell You, a podcast network.